This episode is brought to you by our friends who can protect your data and anonymize your activity at expressvpn.com/Charlie. expressvpn.com/Charlie. Protect yourself against big tech and big brother. Hey, everybody. What was Joe Biden doing meeting with Hunter Biden and foreign officials? And what does that mean for our justice system? Also, I go on an unexpected dialogue about artificial intelligence, AI. You are going to enjoy this. If you are worried about computers taking over the world, if you've ever seen Terminator, you have to listen to this entire episode and text it to your friends. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to thank those of you that support our program at charliekirk.com/support. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Your credit card company found suspicious charges on your card. That's simple identity theft. It's annoying, but they cover it. The type of fraud you really need to worry about is home title theft, a devastating crime that takes you off your home's title. And you're not covered by insurance or most identity theft programs. That's why you need Home Title Lock. Here's how easy it is for cyber criminals to get you. The title documents to our homes are kept online. The thief forges your signature on a quit claim deed, stating you sold your home and that he's the new owner. Then he borrows money using your home's equity and leaves you in debt. You won't know until late payment or eviction notices arrive. The instant Home Title Lock detects someone tampering with your home's title, they help shut it down. Let's get you protected. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and enter the code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's promo code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. So what is a scandal? We spent four exhausting years fighting back against the New York Times and the Washington Post, defending Donald Trump against these fake scandals. From the Steele dossier to George Papadopoulos to the Mueller investigation, it was so bad for the country. But if that's the new standard of what warrants an investigation into a political leader, when Don Jr. had to do 20-plus hours of testimony in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee, I'm failing to understand why there is no interest in investigating what is now becoming a very serious scandal, a very serious pattern of misconduct and wrongdoing by the Biden administration when it comes to Hunter Biden. Now, this came out yesterday. I saw this on the Daily Mail, of all places. I kind of like the Daily Mail. You know why? Because they get to the point. There's no fluff. It's boom. Here's the headline. Kind of really respect it. Where they put out a story that shows that Joe Biden, according to the Hunter Biden laptop, I don't know how these emails keep on coming out, but I suppose they did. I guess they do. Shows that Joe Biden did, in fact, work with Hunter Biden and meet with foreign officials while he was vice president of the United States. So maybe instead of a January 6th commission, where we already have the Department of Justice and the FBI looking into that extensively, why don't we have a Hunter Biden commission? Play cut 73.
And it really, this story arc, the Hunter Biden laptop story arc, follows very neatly, Harris, with the COVID came from a Wuhan lab is a conspiracy theorist idea. It has followed that same playbook. That's crazy talk. That's Russian disinformation.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's conspiracy. It's dismissed. It manipulates every single person out there.
It manipulates every single person out there. Not a lot of talk about it. It's perfectly it's fine that Hunter Biden boarded Air Force 2 with his father and came back from China with Chinese officials with a multi-billion dollar investment into a New York investment firm. So the news story that came out yesterday shows that Joe Biden did indeed meet with foreign officials. I think it was at either Cafe Milano, somewhere in Washington, D.C., some overpriced, kind of tasteless lobbyist joint, where they, Kazakhstani officials, may have been Uzbekistan, where they were discussing foreign policy, and obviously they wanted to get something out of the United States government. So let's play cut 74 of Joe Biden saying he never talked to Hunter Biden about his overseas business dealings. Cut 74.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings
with him?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
It's just a pure lie. It's worse than a lie. It's the opposite of the truth. It's very Orwellian, and we talk about what Orwell means. We actually study 1984 on this show. I consider Orwell to be the closest thing to a modern-day political prophet, where he was able to capture human psychology with the mixture of technology and how they will act. It's a phenomenal piece of literature. I just reread it in like 5 hours recently. And Joe Biden was saying, no, of course I stand by that statement. Where it was the opposite of the truth. He was actively involved in that. And here's a question that I would love to have someone in the media ask. Where's Tony Bobulinski? Where is Tony Bobulinski, who said that Joe Biden was running the show? He was the big man. Harris Faulkner reads the email from Hunter Biden to a shady business partner saying that my dad will be there, but can stay between us for now. Ooh, stay between us for now. Where is Hunter Biden's laptop? Does the FBI have it? Does the Department of Justice have it? Maybe that's why they raided Rudy Giuliani's apartment. Cut 75.
The New York Post, not holding back with this headline, calling those associates shady. One of the emails from Hunter Biden about an April 2016 dinner reads this way. Dad will be there, but keep that between us for now. Oh, it's in writing. This...
My dad will be there, but that can stay between us for now. Now, a story we did not cover, just because there's so many other things to cover, and it's somewhat predictable, is that while all of this is happening under the Biden family, we are now seeing the finale of what has been a multi-year campaign to destroy Donald Trump criminally. A grand jury has been impaneled in the state of New York to try and indict Donald Trump for what would possibly be paperwork issues. Now, the grand jury is going to probably do whatever the prosecutor asks them to do. Meanwhile, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton are all just enjoying life. Hillary Clinton's not actually enjoying life. There was a story recently that shows she just chugged a glass of wine while Bill Clinton was, let's just say, having a little bit of a wandering eye with another woman. I got a chuckle out of it. So I don't know if they're enjoying life, but they're not currently going to be going the direction that the Trump organization has to go in. So while we have the top levels of New York state government and the Manhattan district attorney going after Donald Trump and his business personally and criminally, we just have a complete indifference from the activist press on the fact that our current president very well was doing international business deals while he was vice president, lied about it, and since we do not have a press, this is just going to probably disappear. And this is why the Georgia runoffs were so important. If there was a United States Senate in Republican control, there could be subpoenas, there could be witnesses, there could be hearings actually holding the Biden administration accountable for their international crimes. Instead, there's almost nothing of the sort. Instead, there's just kind of this rolling of the eyes, this is not a story, we're going to allow them to get away with it type mentality that is dominant throughout the activist press. If there is just one journalist out there that wants to win an award or be somebody, can you just start looking into this? Every conversation, Donald Trump ever got. In fact, I just got a Apple News alert, which is so incredibly deceiving how Apple does this, from CNBC, that says Trump and Giuliani asked judge to drop Capitol riot conspiracy case. And this whole thing is about dismissing a lawsuit. The number one story on CNBC is all about Donald Trump, the man who is golfing at Mar-a-Lago. That's the number one story on CNBC Apple News. And also that Republicans want a $1 trillion infrastructure package. Nothing about Hunter Biden. Nothing about Joe Biden lying about it. What does that tell you? And what does that actually mean for the sustainability of our republic? That's the real question. The school year is ending and families are making plans to send their kids to summer camp. But kids with a mom or dad in prison are often forgotten and overlooked. That's where Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Camps come in. Hi, this is Charlie Kirk, and I'm partnering again this year with Prison Fellowship to send 163 kids to camp this summer. Their lives will never be the same, and neither will yours when you help send a kid to camp. A one-time donation of $200 provides a scholarship to send a kid to an Angel Tree summer camp, where they can build a relationship with a caring camp counselor, hear the gospel, and experience the love of God in the great outdoors. If you have fond memories of a summer camp experience, you can help make a child have some of those best memories one can have. $200 sends one child to camp. Your donation of any amount will help. Call 888-206-2802. That's 888-206-2802. Or go to charliekirk.com to make your donation today. Help a kid go to summer camp. charliekirk.com. Penny emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com, from Baker City, Oregon. I know where that is. It's a great place. Whatever happened to the Durham investigation? Was it quit or did Biden stop it? What a great question. Well, no, it's still continuing, allegedly. But don't get your hopes up. There was an announcement around it months ago. I'm actually going to look into that for a second. They were subpoenaing something, but there was basically some crumbs that were showing that there was not going to be any sort of indictments. And it just kind of remains very opaque. So who knows where it's going to go? But he's certainly taking his time. That's for sure. So, but don't worry. There's a grand jury to go indict a former president who was acquitted twice under impeachment. Now, meanwhile, New York City's crime is up like you can't believe in the state of New York and New York City. But the top focus of the people who are supposed to enforce the law, it's not actually trying to go after the radical Muslims or the social justice warrior Arabs that were screaming hate crimes at Jews. It wasn't about the Bella Hadid, whoever that is, being associated with these criminals that are going after Jewish people for legitimate hate crimes in New York. No. Not that. Not the fact that rapes are up and murders are up and damage is up in New York like you can't believe. No, their focus of their prosecutor's office and their resources, their limited resources, is to go indict the Trump Organization and Donald Trump because they don't like his politics. So what does that mean for our country? Well, basically, any sort of appearance, or let's just say any sort of idea that we had that we're just going to not use power for political purposes, we have now crossed that Rubicon. It is over. The left is very clear. If you are a politician that we do not like and you do things that we don't like, we're just going to use the criminal justice system against you. And it's very third world. Of course it is. And many conservatives are not willing to punch back twice as hard and actually do to the left what they're doing to us. Why are we taking it that they stormed Rudy Giuliani's apartment like he was El Chapo? He was the mayor of New York and formerly ran that office. If you want something, get a subpoena. You don't have to storm his apartment. They impaneled a jury against Donald Trump. We already know what they did to Roger Stone and Paul Manafort. We've talked about this at length. And yet Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, and I'm just going to be very cynical, but honest, nothing's going to happen to them. At the very least, Hunter Biden will pay some sort of fee to the IRS or the DOJ for back paid taxes, have to get some community service, and that's it. No record, that's fine. They're playing for keeps. And yet we are here kind of in a paralysis, hoping that bad things do not happen to us and to our allies. So while crime is up 800% in Portland, the top focus of our law enforcement is going after their political opponents and their political enemies. Meanwhile, they actually used the FBI to spy, try to infiltrate, and go after Donald Trump, and they entrapped Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. You might remember that. Peter Strzok Smirk did that. So where is Durham? I don't know. Why was none of this ever investigated? I don't know. What I do know is that if it is a question of whether or not you are willing, not able, the Democrats are winning that. The Democrats are willing to use their prosecutorial power to go after people they don't like that they consider to be a threat, to take pieces off the chessboard. And I've actually been quite surprised, quite honestly, and disappointed. The conservative movement has been largely silent now that Donald Trump has a grand jury impaneled against him. The conservative movement largely has been silent against the storming of Rudy Giuliani's apartment. There's been some outrage here and there. The left knows that they've got us on the ropes. They know that there is kind of this belief that, we don't have power. We're not able to do that. Well, the way it should work is that every single state attorney general across the country should start launching investigations into the Biden family. It's only going to stop when they feel some threat coming to their doorstep. Until then, we are just going to be constantly retreating, and the left is willing to use every single piece of power at their disposal. But I'm actually going to talk about a different topic here that is, I think, really interesting. And the conservative movement's failure to even address this is just so frustrating. And it impacts everyone. It impacts our humanity, impacts our country, it impacts our society. And we have to take a definitive stance against this. I don't care what political party that you're in. This is needed now. And Pete Buttigieg-type Democrats who basically were manufactured just to defend the tech companies think this is perfectly fine. But the president of Microsoft, Brad Smith, warns, quote, "Life will become like George Orwell's 1984 by 2024 if lawmakers don't protect the public against artificial intelligence." Now, if you have never read 1984, I encourage you to do that. We mention it on this show quite often. It takes place in, obviously, 1984, or so they think. London has been renamed as Airstrip 1. The protagonist of the story is the guy by the name of Winston Smith. Winston Smith works for the party. There are only three countries in this dystopian future. Remember, this was written before 1984. And the three countries are always at war. There are several incantations that are repeated. War is peace. Ignorance is strength. Slavery is freedom. And it is about a Leviathan government that knows everything about you. Every room has a thing called a telescreen that looks at your behaviors, your movements, your twitches. There's a famous line where Winston Smith says that the only way to hide something from the party, the people that are constantly surveilling you, is to hide it from yourself. Winston is somewhat of a free-thinking individual. His job in 1984, working for the Ministry of Truth. There are several different ministries. There's the Ministry of Plenty, the Ministry of Truth, the Ministry of Peace. And so the Ministry of Truth is responsible for editing things in the past so that they are able to change things in the future. So his job is to go back in the past and find newspaper clippings and edit them and change them, and then he'll stuff them down what is called a memory hole, meaning it disappears forever. The story begins with Winston not being very happy, but living a less than humane existence, constantly being surveilled. And at the beginning, he goes and buys a little journal as an act of defiance and starts to write against the party. The party is what runs the government. He has a chance encounter with a young woman. The young woman he's supposed to hate, she works for the Junior Anti-Sex League and the Thought Police, because in Orwell's future, any sort of enjoyment of human relationships are gone. The procreation of children is done simply and solely for the betterment of the state. He stumbles into actually getting into a romantic relationship with this young woman, and then, therefore, he does this totally illegally and below the radar, and he actually ends up getting caught. Story unfolds. I don't have to ruin the rest of it for you if you want to read it. It's basically pretty well known now. It's not like this is a new compelling piece of literature. However, the guy who runs the party, a guy by the name of O'Brien, actually faked to Winston the idea that he was actually leading a rebellion. Winston gets caught and he gets brought in to torture. Now, I did not know how the book ended. I was always familiar with it. I read it many years ago. I forgot, I should say, how the book ended. And now I'm rereading all these pieces of literature that used to be thrown in front of me when I was in high school. And now I'm actually studying them, not just reading them to pass a test, which I encourage all of you to do. The end of the book is unbelievable. The last page just brought chills down my spine. And basically, it's this idea that eventually the party technology will break you, that it will break your spirit and your soul. And eventually, you're just going to worship that technology. And in the famous final page of the book, the poster that says Big Brother is watching you, which was throughout the entire piece of literature, was always described as treacherous and not treacherous, but it was very intimidating, the poster. Winston hated that poster. It made him feel like he was being watched. In the last page, it's really amazing. After the torture, after the fact he had to basically denounce his romantic relationship and throw her under the bus, he basically has this moment where he falls in love with Big Brother. And he becomes one with the state, and that was actually his true death. So Microsoft President Brad Smith, there's so much more there, by the way, than that quick summary that I just gave you, from the telescreen to the 2 minutes hate, where you have to watch 2 minutes of hate every single day to get yourself riled up against some sort of opponent, sounds like CNN, to the constant monitoring of your behavior, to the loyalty to the party, to constantly being at war, all these sorts of things. But the thing that really strikes people that I think people do not recognize or realize, which is technology breeds tyranny. And so in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, we saw the greatest death toll in human history in a short period of time. Why? Part of the answer is obviously collectivism and Marxism. But the other part of the answer is because of technology, really bad people were able to control people and kill people quicker and more efficiently than ever before. So in economics, we fall in love with efficiency. That's fine. I love the fact that I can get products quicker and more simple and easier. But we never ask ourselves the question, what is the downside of efficiency? Now, economists hate when I talk about this, but they shouldn't, because actually I think some of them would actually agree with this. Well, you can kill a lot of people easier too. You can control a lot of people easier. If something is efficient, it needs to be efficient for the good. So therefore, maybe we shouldn't center a society simply and solely around economics. Maybe we should center it around ethics and philosophy, good philosophy in the pursuit of the good. So Microsoft President Brad Smith is now basically pulling a fire alarm. He says we have 3 years, and I agree with him, by the way, that if we do not control artificial intelligence will control us. So what is artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence is the simulation of human intelligence in machines that makes machines think like human beings. This is happening at a logarithmic exponential pace. Eventually, we are going to reach what is called singularity. Singularity is when computers or machines are actually able to have their own consciousness, self-awareness. It is debated of whether or not animals are self-aware. I don't think they are. It's actually irrelevant. The point is that we know human beings are self-aware. We know we are humans. We know we can speak. We know we have reason. So the question is, what happens when machines get those things? So Smith, this guy Brad Smith, I don't know if he's doing this for a business purpose because he wants Microsoft to control our artificial intelligence, or maybe he's actually very worried. I don't know. But he says, quote, that if we don't do anything, we're all going to be living in 1984. Airstrip one, every movement, every smile, every frown completely monitored. We're already seeing this in China. And you're going to get a social credit score from the state. And this is made possible thanks to technology. Let me say that again. This facial recognition, the 80 different unique nodal points across your eyes that the machines are learning to monitor and categorize exactly as Orwell predicted, when none of this technology was even, it's just so amazing, his ability for prophecy, is going to breed more tyranny. So you're going to get Napoleon-style Napoleon, Stalin, Mussolini types that all of a sudden are going to have so much power at their disposal, are we actually going to be human beings any longer? And this is why I'm speaking out so firmly against these digital pacifiers that we carry around, these smartphones. And this is probably my greatest disagreement with libertarians. I have a couple of them. But the fact is, we should heavily regulate artificial intelligence. We need to regulate artificial intelligence and slow this down the way we regulate nuclear weaponry. We still have it, but it's in a certain place with certain codes, with experts and technicians, and it's transparent, and we know when it's used. If we think we're just going to decentralize artificial intelligence, I'm afraid for the species of humanity. I'm afraid for our spirit and for our soul. If you go deep into what's happening in China, they have millions of cameras that catalog every single citizen. It's already being put into place. They monitor everything that can happen with you. So think about it. Xi Jinping is only able to be as powerful as he is because of the technology at his disposal. And I think that's the missing component of Orwell. The missing component that people have, not that what he wrote, the people's read of Orwell's are, oh yeah, we need to protect privacy. No, the more that we pander to the tech lobby, the more you make something like that likely to happen. And so one of the other takeaways from Orwell's 1984 that I think is lost on a lot of people, and by the way, this is Brad Smith who's saying it himself. I mean, Google has already, they already have this technology ready to go. It's a new breed called adversarial neural networks. It's really creepy, which pits the wits of two AI bots against each other and allows them to learn from one another. And so here's just something that I have to just be very blunt. We don't have to have this. You don't need it. We can decide we don't want it and regulate it and put it in a corner and say, that's actually kind of really creepy. Let's only use it when we need it. We actually want humans to kind of slowly progress, if progress at all. We don't need this. Kind of this false conservatism out there, like, oh, we need to manage artificial intelligence or just let it be at its own. The market is going to win. Hold on, do we even need it at all? No, seriously. Now, it might be a good thing, obviously, to be able to detect tumors earlier and be able to rebuild hearts and have more people to be able to have life-saving surgeries. I think that's probably a pro-human argument if it's heavily regulated. But if we're all of a sudden going to allow this moment of, sure, everyone gets their own blend of artificial intelligence, we're not ready for that. This is not all of a sudden the horse buggy becoming the automobile. This is not all of a sudden the lantern becoming the streetlight. This is not just the proliferation of carbonated water as other technological innovations have happened over the last 100 years. This is something where you're creating a new species, autonomous, with their own thoughts. Do they have ethics? Do they have morals? Are we going to control them? Or are we just going to kind of be like, oh yeah, we have a new whole species. And by the way, they also control our weapons. They control our cameras. No, this is so easy. And our leaders are too distracted worrying about if they're going to have some commission looking into January 6th or spend $1 trillion in infrastructure when this guy, Brad Smith, I don't know his intentions. He works for Microsoft, so he's probably a bad guy. But he warns that life will become like George Orwell's 1984 by 2024. And we keep on getting these warnings. It's going to happen. Remember, the cameras in our iPhones go both ways. It's not just you taking selfies. Someone's looking at you. And so we are either going to control this technology and put it where we can use it, and we're going to have a pro-human agenda, or we're going to live under a dystopian tyranny where everything you say, do, and think is monitored for the good of the party, whatever that might be. If that terrifies you, it should, and you should demand out of your leaders dramatic and bold action to control artificial intelligence, because it's going to control us soon. You guys have heard me talk about MyPillow before. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. You guys know Mike Lindell, and if you want to support Mike Lindell and get a beautiful pillow, very comfy, and you know they won't go flat, you can wash and dry them many times, and you got to go to MyPillow.com. They're made in America for a limited time, and Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's $40 savings. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners tab and use promo code Kirk. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. This is going to be one of those things that if we do not address in our country, all of a sudden, we're going to be living in a country and just a type of society that none of us recognize. And we're wondering, what were our leaders doing during all of this? Oh, the answer is they were cutting corporate taxes. That's what the Republican Party was doing. Now, we have a couple of years to get this right. And so if the Republican Party actually wants to govern and lead, they need to establish an entire legislative agenda around regulating and controlling artificial intelligence. They need to do so quickly. And so all the corporate types, they use American nationalism against our leaders. So they go into D.C. This is always their talking point. It drives me nuts. Because lawmakers say this to me all the time. When I tell them, well, why are you not regulating these companies? They say, oh, well, Charlie, would you much rather have a Chinese Facebook rule the world? I say, what are you talking about? Facebook is Chinese Facebook. So is Google. What are you talking about? Our companies don't love our country. In fact, we're going to get into this in the next couple of days. Zuckerberg funded all this nonsense around the displacement of Donald Trump this last year. He was behind all of that. What do you mean Chinese Facebook? You mean that I'm supposed to actually think that our tech companies have any sort of loyalty to America, that they're actually doing anything meaningful? What value are they creating except boosting stock prices for their very few shareholders? What else are they doing? What good has Google done for the world recently? Okay, you can get information fast. There's other search engines too. They addict your children to smartphones. They push garbage and censorship on YouTube. So what exactly are they doing for the betterment of humanity? And if we're going to do nothing about artificial intelligence, I actually think this is an agreement issue on some of the Democrats. The Democrats that used to chain themselves to sequoia trees in Northern California because they were worried about developers, where are those Democrats? I would imagine the Sierra Club Democrats, who of course have just become pathological anti-Republican conservative environmentalists, where are they? Because I guess their whole belief behind environmentalism is that you want things to stay the same, right? I'm stunned. And Republicans are obvious. I don't actually expect Republicans to lead on this issue because Republicans have far too often become the party of false promise of economic growth. And there's no economic growth happening when you have artificial intelligence like this at all. In fact, you're going to have destruction and displacement. So is that a good thing for the country and for humanity if we're all just kind of living under a society where all the meaningful decisions are happening in a server room by not human beings, but by a creation of human beings? That's where this is headed. And so we have plenty of decisions. Of course we can control it. Absolutely. We still have an opportunity right now. And I'd be very interested to hear what the free market response is to all this, the libertarian response. Oh, yeah, just kind of let it play out. Yeah, I'm not buying that. And so this is a discussion that has not happened enough. This is not a topic that anyone is willing to have, but even Newt Gingrich has said that artificial intelligence is the biggest threat to our nation and to our society. Yet our leaders are debating a $1 trillion infrastructure package to probably just give even more money to these tech companies. If conservatives are going to be good for anything, it's not going to be about this progressive conservatism. It's about being very clear about things that are eternal, things that do not change. In 20 years, if we do nothing, we will be living not under the tyranny of the left, but under the tyranny of whoever controls artificial intelligence, or maybe artificial intelligence will control them. Under a surveillance state that will know everything about you, more than you can even remember about yourself. But why do we have to indulge in this? The answer is we don't. We make the rules, not the tech companies, not the people that run them, that all they care about is the next power kick so they can be worth $200 billion. We can actually create something beautiful, something eternal, as close to eternal as we can on this world, and something that matters, that transcends all of this. That's what the conservative movement should stand for. And if your leaders are not standing clearly against this artificial intelligence movement, and if they have no answer to that, because I just talked to some leaders and they're like, well, I don't really quite understand the issue. What are you doing? Worrying about marginal corporate tax rates? You can give these companies more money. Anyway, we got on that sidetrack, but that's what's so fun about our show is we don't even know where we're going. Elon Musk believes that DeepMind is the top concern. back in 2014, he said this. We have a little time. What are we going to do about it? Our humanity is at stake. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.